Hello, Florida. Your favorite son and biggest baby are coming home to bring you the laughs you deserve. Everyone likes to poke fun of the Florida man. Everyone likes to use Florida as a punching bag whenever an alligator on meth eats an old person. It can happen anywhere. As a famous Floridian baby, I feel your pain. So that's why I'm coming home to let you know it's okay to be who you are. It's okay that the rest of America is scared of us. It's okay that books are illegal in our schools. It's okay whenever it gets cold, it rains iguanas. I'm here to support you. So come on out. March, I'll be in North Florida. And in May, I'll be in South Florida and Orlando. It's the Invasive Species Tour. Ed Larson, me, is coming to Florida in March and May. I'm coming to Jacksonville, Panama City, Tallahassee, Marco Island, Dania Beach, Orlando, and Key West. So lock up your public subs and start singing the Miami Dolphins fight song, because we're going to party like it's Florida, baby. Tickets at eddytunes.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
It's crazy, Eddie. I didn't actually... didn't even know that they made this and this car anymore. I did not know. I thought that they had discontinued this.
The Yugo?
No. Have you seen the Kia abortion?
Oh, yeah.
It is crazy. The Kia abortion was, it's brave, obviously brave. They have, it has a, it's actually, what's great is that it's amazing, especially now that these gasoline prices are going to shoot through the roof because the tariffs, is it actually works on fetus meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it through the top of like a blender type thing at the very back of it.
You just sit on it. Like in Back to the Future, they had the thing where Doc Brown put in all the trash, except for you. Put your hoo-ha over it.
Yeah, if you've got a boardy that's ready to slide out that's been unmoored and unanchored.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy because even just first of all, I did not know that Casey Anthony was such a gearhead.
Oh, she loves it.
Because she had it, the fact that she's even driving around with one, I didn't even know that was street legal anymore.
Yeah.
She must know Jay Leno.
Well, she works with Kia. She's their new spokesperson.
Oh, that actually makes so much sense because on the roads.
Yeah, because she Kia her child.
She Kia'd, yes, and got away with Kia'ing, which is one of the worst things you can
do. Was it a Kia that she had? No, it was some
other car. I'm making a joke. I actually can't even really tell right now. I just know that on the road, and you can come at me on this, sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com, there's only one driver worse than a Tesla driver, and that is a Kia driver.
Whoa, I'm afraid I'm going to have to come at you because I used to have a Kia Sophia.
Yeah, well, that's different. You wanted to be Italian.
Yeah.
She drove a Pontiac Sunfire.
Italian.
Thanks for the memories. I got you, Eddie.
They're Korean.
Welcome to Side Stories.
We flipped the car, by the way, so that's not the best example.
No.
Wasn't driving. Someone else was driving.
Thank you.
And then they flipped the car and we were stuck on our side, and I remember they were they just flipped my car because they wanted to look at the CDs as I was changing the CDs, and I remember they flipped the car and then we're sitting on our side and they're like hanging because they had their seatbelt on and they were hanging, and then they're like, I gotta take my belt off. I'm like, if you take that belt off, you're gonna crush me. They're like, I gotta take my belt off. It's like, if you take your belt off, I'm gonna kill you. I'm already very mad at you. And then I talked some people into pushing our car back right side up.
My name's Henry Sprowski. I'm sitting here with the awful storyteller Ed Larson.
I feel like you only that would be a better story if you didn't make me rush through.
It's just because I was in the middle
of the
most practiced, hardest part of my job.
Which is what?
Saying the name of this fucking show.
Side Stories?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the hardest part of hosting.
I mean, it's easy for you to remember because you're so involved with the SS.
Not anymore. Not according to your fantasies, Eddie. We've got a lot of stuff, so much messaging in on these beer wench dresses that you're obsessed with.
Drindle Trachtenhaus and then some nice options. Thank you so much for people who sent in the German beer hall dresses for my wife.
For his wife, he's been sexualizing in a kind of antique way.
Here's the thing. I mean, these, like, I don't want Julie to look like a Hummel.
No. You want to look like a Hummel, you can fuck. A Cummel.
The breasts don't heave as much as I'd like them to.
I will.
I want more, just like, I want like
her breasts to heave so much they're like at her ears.
Well, I think the way you do that is, you know, like truly like, is you can handle that yourself, buddy. You just cut a hole in that.
Well,
you just cut the window into the top of that thing that you want, right? And that's when you present the dress, but you don't give her the option necessarily to choose what neckline she wants.
I want a push-up bra so well, that works so well, her tits are like a hat.
Oh, great. Oh, that's easy. Yeah, honestly, that's just ribbons.
Yeah.
That's just ribbons. You just tie it behind her head.
Yeah, so I think I was at what I was actually looking for is ribbons.
Oh, yes, I think so.
So if you could send in some breast ribbons.
He's looking for breast ropes
for my wife. So if you could find anything that really would help with that, I'd appreciate that. The Drindle dresses are very nice. I might actually just buy her one. I just couldn't see a world where I give her this and she doesn't like look at me and possibly hit me.
No, she'll be upset with you, especially when you tell her your brutalist fantasies where you want to be a dying Jewish man and she's a friendly Bavarian woman that has either found you after you've escaped from the concentration camps.
I feel so sorry for you, boy.
But I just feel like you're just so, like, I mean this, taken
to the woods.
I mean this in the nicest way, Eddie, but
I live in the woods. I need a new forest wife.
When you look in the mirror and you see yourself, it's going to be hard, especially, like, are you going to draw little numbers on your arm?
No, I never got caught. That's the thing. I'm living in the woods.
Oh, you're saying you were always...
I will die before you take me, baby.
That's what he needs. Also, I've got a lot of people sending in stuff about stalag fiction. I don't know how you quite pronounce it.
Yeah, no, that's...
But this is exactly
like
what you're looking for.
No, this isn't what I'm looking for.
It's pornographic Nazi exploitation books.
I read it. But these women are Nazis.
Exactly.
I like a German woman.
What do you think the Bavarians were?
To live in Nazi Germany.
Guess what happens?
Who doesn't believe
if you're not,
in their views.
And if you're actively fighting it, you're one of them.
What do you mean?
That's what the Drindle women are. Even though, they might be apolitical because they have their
not
ghost
apolitical,
nipples.
They hate it.
No, they don't. There's no way.
They're hiding other guys.
There's no way they'd be allowed into the Drindles if they hated it.
Oh, come on. Everyone gets a Drindle if you're blonde or redheaded enough.
No, the Bavarians are even more hateful than the city-based bar wenches.
The pretzel
look at
people?
This. Now, could you see Eddie putting his face on this little Jewish, on the prisoner
These
of this Stalag magazine?
These women are dressed like Nazis.
They have their tits out.
They look great.
And they actually aren't dressed like Nazis. They're dressed like something else.
She has a Nazi armband!
Oh, I thought that was just a fun X. Maybe that's my problem politically recently. Maybe it's
that
my big problem.
You don't understand the sight of a swastika?
No, honestly, I do understand it. I know it's supposed to be a target for bullets.
Yes. You know, it's amazing. You know, the swastika and the Germans, they never turned the swastika into a pretzel.
You know, again, missed opportunities.
Totally missed opportunity. There was only a couple of years where that would have really popped.
That's why they really needed capitalism. Oh, yeah. I remember Ilsa, she Wolf of the SS. We almost saw this film.
What is this?
It's one of your favorite movies, Eddie.
I think
yeah, you would love it.
Wow.
You just never stop jerking off to it.
Whoa. It's got dogs and Nazi women?
You'd be surprised. I got some old documentaries I could show you as well. Some of them are pretty rough. Exactly. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Now let's talk about
how many. Do we just lose a bunch of subscribers?
Yeah, of course. Every time. Every time we speak.
Every day.
And if you want to see Eddie in a Drindle dress, he's going to be in one at the when we do our live show.
Well, I won't. But you got to dress like a little German boy.
I will.
You see all these outfits? I saw what this on the Drindle site. They're actually selling leather boy swim trunks.
I know it's
leather. Swim trunks,
it's
Henry.
It's so a boy drowns on vacation. That's the idea.
It attracts sharks.
They're all very thick. All of these are very thick. But
look at that
for our show.
Ooh, man. Well, we got to hurry up and buy this because we're going to be in Huntsville on March 16th at the LBC Center or the VBC Center, the Von Braun Center.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And we all love Wernher von Braun, our favorite American.
Oh, my God. Is it named after him?
Yes.
Oh, I never put it together until this moment.
Yes.
It is named after. We're playing at a place named after a Nazi.
We made him American. All right, so we have to all know that's a fact. We're
Henry,
all sitting there. We've made him American.
This whole stuff with Julie is a joke. This is serious.
I actually think that you'd be surprised.
This is upsetting me now.
Natalie says this to me all the time. She tells me all this time about joke. She's like, oh, you joke. You say it's just a joke. But I also heard you at one point say, Henry, all jokes are true. And I said, parts of jokes are true, and thoughts behind jokes can be true, but this is just history, Eddie. Wernher von Braun started this theater so that he could do his favorite play. I want to say he did The Wizard of Oz several times because... Yeah. It reminded him of his old boss.
Yes.
Because that
reenact
was...
Reenact Hogan's Heroes.
Adolf Hitler's, one of his favorite movies was The Wizard of Oz.
There better be a sandwich shop in there called Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, my God, please. That would be amazing. Oh, God. Satan Schnitzels.
I eat nothing.
Yeah. That's a great tag. It's a great tag for that. All right. So we did our plug. We discussed Eddie's lingering fascination sexually with Nazis.
I know we were going. This is blowing my mind. It's his theater.
Yeah, buddy. Where do you think he got Annie Got Your Gun?
Annie Got Your Gun.
You know what I mean? Where Annie do you think he got? Yeah. Where do you think he got these? He's a showman. He always was. But we have to talk about another one of our favorite villains. She's back.
Oh, God.
My texts have not stopped ringing. I mean it. The messaging I'm getting all day long, emails, DMs. My mom reached out.
Really?
Did you see Casey Anthony's on TikTok?
Everyone, why?
My mom even, she was just like, that horrible woman, but her skin looks so nice. And I was just like, no, I know, mom. Great. Also, why are you on the computer? I don't want her on the computer. But Casey Anthony, in case you live under a true crime rock, you now know that Casey Anthony has started a TikTok, and even worse than a TikTok, she has started a Substack. Now, Casey Anthony has decided to come out swinging at the top of this. I can't fucking believe this bitch. The Casey Anthony, let's just start. Just you can hear.
We play it?
Yeah. Wendy, well, let's go. Let's scrub through some of the video. You see her? She's very nervous up top because obviously she's so not used to public speaking.
Yeah, with her giant.
Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. This is my first of probably many recordings on a series that I'm starting. I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011.
And a murderer!
And in this capacity,
that's 2008.
I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself.
Yes, definitely.
And also advocate for my daughter. For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony.
What?
My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done.
Boo!
The whole point of this is for me to begin to reintroduce myself. I'm doing this both personally for me, but in a professional capacity. Moving forward, the majority of what you will see will be me speaking in a professional capacity. My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to.
Now, Casey Anthony she's putting herself forward as this, a thing what they call a legal advocate.
Yes.
Or victim's advocate. This is a term you hear a lot, and it is a... It's a fraught term. It's hard, right? Because it's for people that largely don't have the resources to hire a lawyer or have been fucked up by the system for various reasons. Either they, you know, they've been rolled through the CPS system, or they've been rolled through various things, and they need help. So these legal advocates are people that sort of come out, and some of them are on one side of the spectrum, where they have a lot of experience and training, education. A lot of them used to be lawyers or people that want to be in law enforcement. And they are looking to do pro bono work to help people. And I'm going to say that's one side of the spectrum.
Yes.
And on the other side of this...
Good.
Yes. It's fine. It's utterly fine.
Some people need help.
You do need help. It is hard when you don't have... It's definitely difficult if you don't have the money.
You can't hire a lawyer. You have a public defender. If you're lucky or you're getting sued and you don't have money to hire a lawyer.
Yes. But then on the other side of all of this, you have Casey Anthony. So now Casey Anthony is the exact worst problem that something like legal advocacy has, because... It's Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
And the second you're standing next to Casey Anthony, you are involved in Casey Anthony's life, her baggage, every single thing attached to her. She is a human anchor and a child murderer.
Now, devil's advocate.
Ooh, so you're gonna. So this is
I'm
you.
Just asking
you're
questions.
Fighting for Casey.
I'm not fighting for her. I'm asking questions. If someone was accused of murdering their child, would Casey Anthony not be a really good legal advocate for them?
Oh, sure. Yes. Absolutely. If you want that involvement. You know what I mean? If you want that involvement, sure, it could be. If you're also what seems to be accused of murdering your child and there seems to be heaps and heaps of evidence against you, but then you happen to also like sucking your lawyer's penis, I think that Casey would do it really, that she'd be perfect for you. Because I do think that the most of Casey Anthony's legal information does come from her former lawyer's balls. And they seems to, she believes that it has kind of spread through her brain. Now, I just, important to know is that the worst part about something like this is because of the words victim advocacy.
Yes.
People need help. Mm-hmm. Right now, more than ever, we got, you know, this divide's coming harder than you could possibly imagine. We are going to have more people having less and more people having more than ever before.
Yes. And when desperation hits, that's when crime goes up.
Of course.
Yeah, it's very natural.
And it's also very difficult. But another thing that then gets pushed onto those that don't have that much money is that when you are looking for somebody to help you, you feel, I think, a lot. You look at the term victim advocate and you're like, this is somebody who cares. This is somebody that wants to help no matter what it is that they think. They want to put aside their own lives and they want to altruistically help me. But I have to stress, I just got to let you get through your heads just a little bit, is that those people, it's why the grift is so hard in that world.
It is, and it does it a lot. And you see it in this world, and then you also see, well, basically, people in legal trouble that don't deserve it that or are victims are very easily taken advantage of.
Easily manipulated. If you're in a desperate set of circumstances, you're looking for any help that you can get. So sometimes you're going to take whoever shows up. But the thing is that, again, why it's all this shit gets kicked to us is that you have to vet these motherfuckers so thickly.
You really
need to. You need to ask, when you're getting something, just remember the statement, there's no such thing as a free lunch. You're going to have to pay for it in one way or another. So you just have to figure out what it is you're willing to pay. You look into these people, you read about, you call people that they've worked with.
Yeah.
You need to dig into the lives of the advocates that are working for you. Because if you don't, you just have to know who these people are.
Yeah, a good way to do that I always find is like literally Google their name with the word scandal next to it.
Or just like that, or I mean, do the legwork. Call a guy's former boss.
Yeah.
Do it. Be like, what? Who's this person? Send an email, because especially if you need help, that help also has to be good, because the worst part is that when you desperately need help, you need big money help.
Yeah.
You don't need the shitty guy the person who just rolls up from the fucking Petco that you met while you were getting your cat groomed, who said that she's got a lot of ideas about to help you with your tenant advocacy, because they don't know. Go to a real place, and especially don't go to Casey Anthony.
No, certainly don't go to Casey Anthony. And by the way, while you've been talking, it's beautifully said, by the way, I will say I've been trying to find out how to hire Casey Anthony, just out of curiosity.
Yeah, how do we get her?
How do we get her?
Yeah, because my back hurts.
There is no way.
Can we get her?
I've been searching. I'm on like page 5 of Google. I don't know how to hire her.
I do believe that if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area and you have a Cybertruck, I think that if you wave a $100 bill while driving a Cybertruck around Fort Lauderdale, she will just show up.
Yeah.
So like you'd actually be surprised. I feel like she'll just materialize, being like, ah, there's money and attention here.
Yeah. Shots on us. If you say that, she'll eventually show up like a genie.
Oh yeah, especially Zanny bars. Yeah. Who's got Zanny bars? She's gonna love that shit. Just remember that Casey Anthony, if she actually gave a fucking shit, we would know she was doing this until she was doing it already. Well, just know that her sticking her dumbass face into social media to get herself back into the fucking news cycle, this is all this is doing. And we're doing it exactly what she wants, which is we are talking about
exactly
her.
What she wants. We're telling her to go fuck herself.
But
people are definitely gonna like this.
Well, because the problem is that there are there are unfortunately very dumb and innocent people that don't understand that this is a very bad person. And that what this person is going to do is hollow you out and leave you empty.
It's like, hard to remember that this, like, you know, 2008 is almost 20 years ago.
Oh, I know.
There's a lot of people who are younger that just look like this is someone who triumphed over a bad thing and don't really realize how evil she actually is.
Yeah, dude. And I know we're supposed to be keep saying allegedly and all this kind of shit, but fuck that shit. I'm sick of this garbage, especially with Casey Anthony, because I don't care. Because you know what? All right, you go through all of this shit. Let's just say, in some kind of snowball's hell and chance, that she is innocent. You mean to tell me she wants more of this?
Yeah.
She wants more? She wants more scandal? She wants more attention? She wants to drag this up more? She wants to name her dead daughter again on a fucking social media?
And say she's standing up for her like she's still alive?
Like, yeah, fuck that bitch. Also, like, look, her Substack. Oh, good. You can go give her $100 a year for her Substack.
It's all about money.
It's always about money.
$10 a month for her horrible opinion.
Everything's a money grab. And this is the worst thing right now is that we're seeing everybody's doing everything for the sake of a money grab, which I do understand. There's no help coming, and it feels very, very scary, so everybody feels like they got to get in on the grift, but you got to understand the grift universe will eventually end.
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's one way or another, buddy.
If you are a victim, I think it's very important. We've already said it. Know that people are coming for you because the fact that you're already a victim makes you an easy target. And, you know, when both of my parents died, I had people calling me nonstop, trying to get money out of me, telling me my parents owed them money and shit. People from fucking Egypt telling me that my mom was a cunt. You know, like, it was crazy.
You know how many
this shit happens? And now the grift I see all the time is because we're lonelier than ever.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't go out. They don't associate social media. It keeps us connected, but we don't go to each other's houses. We don't see each other anymore. So people are actually very lonely. And so the grift I keep getting on my phone, and luckily I'm smart enough to realize it's a grift, but people just start, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You want to get sushi tomorrow from a number you don't know?
Yes.
And every time it's someone preying on other people's loneliness just to get you to respond. And then it starts off all easy because I've practiced responding because I'm curious. You know, I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. You know, who is this? Oh, you don't remember me? How did you not save my number? And stuff like that.
Yeah,
and they start blaming you for doing something wrong. And then the next thing you know, you're sending them fucking money.
Yep. And it's the same thing with they do it to old people by sending them the weird phishing emails. And they're doing it to us now. You think you're past it. We all do. Yeah. We all think we're smart enough. We all think that we're savvy enough, that we know enough about how business sausage gets made and how the media goes. But you would be fucking surprised. I watch my reams and reams of body cam footage. One thing that also shows up all the time is at a foreclosure. There's always somebody that's there that's getting foreclosed. And it's sad, right? I don't like watching those necessarily. But I watch it for the quote-unquote tenant advocates that just kind of show up. All of a sudden, it's just some person that is trying to jam their way in between all of these various things, thinking, and then you start to, like, the more and more you listen to them talk, you realize, like, oh, the woman that was the former tenant promised this person money. Like, this woman's fighting, and then you realize, like, oh, no, she's doing this as some other long con into this person's life. And again, I'm not saying that they're all illegitimate.
No, they're probably mostly legitimate.
Mostly, but the thing is that being said, you have to fight for your fucking self.
Yeah.
You have to fight for yourself. You have to know who the hell it is you're talking to when you decide to put your name next to somebody else. Especially in any of these matters when it comes to, you know, child custody or, like, all
immigration.
Of this shit. Immigration. You need to fucking very much so trust who these people are.
Yeah, man.
So just, you got to do your homework.
I remember when, speaking of this, not to get too crazy on it, but speaking of immigration and people taking advantage of disparate people, when I was working down at the border, we wanted to interview a coyote, you know, and, like, just be like, well, let's talk to these fucking people.
Now, you're talking about the people that bring people across the border, not the dogs.
Not the dogs. I just want to hang. I don't want to interview. Coyotes is a hang, and then we're going to kill some roadrunners.
Yeah, dude, I want to fucking do shots with the coyote.
Yeah. But the coyote who brings people across the border illegally, we wanted to find one, and the way we actually found one to interview was an immigration lawyer in Brownsville, Texas, knew the coyote. The coyote was his brother.
Yep.
And so he would sit there and he'd get people who get caught coming over the border, and then they would get sent back, and then he would give them right back to his brother, the coyote. It was a horrible little circle that they had going, and they were fucking evil as hell.
And they were paying
gangsters.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's making money off of making money. And it's very difficult because, again, who are we aiming towards? Extremely vulnerable people.
Yes.
People that are easy to roll.
And so if you are vulnerable, recognize it and know that people are fucking coming for you.
Because anybody could be one of these things. You could go, I looked it all up because obviously Joel helped me research. There are like programs that you could do to be a quote unquote legal advocate, but there's like things that you could just fill out and you get a certificate.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, yeah, I'm a minister. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Also a minister.
Same thing. You can just clickety click. So it's as strong as being a priest.
Rise from your grave.
From the boogie down streets of Queens to a pile of beans, a new cup of piping hot Polish Italian Java. Last podcast on the left and Spring Hill Jack Coffee are rising from the rubble with a new brew on. Butterfly dudes, blue eye blend. Nothing to do with any moth-based entity. Don't even think about it. This is a butterfly dude. Don't mind the blue eyes. He's just Caucasian. Our new proprietary roast might seem eerily similar, but don't let your tongue deceive you. It's a butterfly dude roast. This is the butterfly dude's blue eye blend. Entirely delicious, and not just the same beans. Butterfly Dude's Blue Eye Blend, from the cocoon to your room.
Yeah. And that brings us to our next bit of news.
Oh.
Il Papu.
Papu!
Il Papu is indeed the Il Papu.
Yes, Pope Francis still almost dead as of this recording. We don't know what's happening tomorrow. I'd say, curse aside stories, probably going to be dead by the time you hear this.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, but he's still alive. He suffered two new acute respiratory crises yesterday on
Monday. What was so cute about him?
Did they have little mice in there? They're all hanging out? Yes, copious amounts of mucus were pulled out of his lungs during two bronchoscopies.
Wow.
I don't know how to say that. Bronchoscopies, bronchoscopies.
This is my question.
Yeah.
All right. You're with the Pope. He's going, bring me a boy, bring me a boy. And they're like, you're in the hospital. We can't Il Papu.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull the mucus out of the Pope. Now, every other fluid out of the Pope is magical.
Yes.
You know, like you want to get kissed by the Pope. You want to get licked by the Pope. You want to be washed by the Pope. You want to get tongued by the Pope. Would not his mucus be holy?
Are we? Of course it is, first of all. But are we sure it's mucus? Could be cum. He could have swallowed cum and it could have went into his lungs. He could have sucked so much dick that there's cum in his lungs.
You're
now.
Right.
And there and this
You're right. And I actually didn't even answer this question myself. I should have.
Yeah, sometimes when you suck a lot of dick, you could drown in cum. And that might be what's happening to Pope Francis right now.
Wow. I hope for his sake because you know, in the end, he died doing what he loved.
Yeah. And you know what? And if the cum is holy, then he should be able to breathe through it because it's holy.
That's
holy.
Well, sure. Yes. That's funny. Yes, I knew what you're saying. But again, if the cum is holy,
yeah,
I feel like he should have been healed. He should have been younger. I thought that the more dick he sucked, the younger he'd get.
Yeah.
Because right now, he is looking, sadly, a bit like Colin Farrell from The Penguin.
He's got
some penguin vibes
he's
going on.
He's got a fucking marshmallow head right now.
He is not looking good. And if anybody, I'm not going to spoil the ending of Conclave.
He looks worse than
Tootsie. You know, he does. He is the Tootsie of Popes. He is Pope Tootsie. if anybody's seen Enclave, I'm not going
Conclave.
To. Conclave. What did I say?
Spoiler alert. You said Enclave. You forgot the C before the.
What's an Enclave? I think it's just a place people hang out.
Yeah, or like when rocks fall on a car.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that better. Conclave, if you haven't seen it, I won't spoil the ending for you, but these bishops have the very, they have the funniest thing they could do possibly in their hands.
Oh my God.
It is, we have a shot here to really shake things up. And that's why I'm putting forward my bid for new Pope, Pope Shakira.
Pope Shakira.
Whenever we'll be together, I believe and could be there.
Shakira.
I am you, my dear. Whenever.
She's in trouble, right?
She needs the money.
Well, I'll bail her out. What does she need?
She got in trouble with money somehow.
Why? What does she need money? What does she need help with?
I think we need
to help Shakira.
I think, yeah, she's not bankrupt, but like tax evasion or something.
No, see, I like that. Rob wrote in Shakira bankrupt into Google. First thing it says, no, Shakira's not
tax
bankrupt.
Tax fraud and Spain. That's their problem.
Oh, I can help you, Shakira.
Yeah, we can do whatever you need here on Side Story, Shakira.
This is tax fraud in Spain. I thought that they all fucking just... Yeah. How can you even do that in Spain?
How much shellfish do you need?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. How much pulpo are you supposed to give back a year?
I can't believe they actually catch people doing crimes with all the naps they take.
Seriously? And all the tiny plates?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're like, who's got... In this economy, they're not having serving full dishes of food.
Yeah.
Shakira was indicted for tax fraud. She shouldn't be going to jail. Shakira can't go to jail.
She's going to be totally fine. She's Shakira.
Oh, she said that she was a resident of the Bahamas. Of course. Her and Jeffrey Epstein in 2023. Oh, that's... Wow, she did it. She got a deal. She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, then she's fine.
No, Shakira's going to be fine. She's too Shakira.
Pope Shakira. Pope, think about it, Shakira. Pope Shakira. Pope Shakira. She's having a hard time selling tickets. And if she goes out there, man, that first man, the first Pope with a GD badonkadonk. Because I was saying this about, I was thinking about this with Lori Vallow.
The outfits aren't great for that.
Well, what do you mean?
The Pope outfits. You can't see ass through that.
No, well, Pope Francesco, whatever his name is, squeaky clean fucking...
Imagine a short skirt Pope.
Oh, God, that makes me hard. Like, just thinking about it would be so much fun. Because, you know, the Pope, nice Pope, shithead, hypocrite Pope, nice...
Francis is the only nice Pope.
That's what I mean, hypocrite, yeah. Pope hypocrite. What he did was he technically revolutionized the papal outfit because he technically toned it down. He famously made it less opulent after Pope Benedict, the former openly Nazi Pope,
yeah,
who I actually even like even more because of the refreshing honesty, because he at least was just openly evil. Like the Pope Benedict, he was on all doing all the pomp and circumstance. He did all the big hats. He did all the ornate clothing. The Pope Hypocrite, he kind of pulled it back a little bit.
Yeah.
But now I think if Pope Shakira gets in there, nothing I'd like better. Think about that.
I would love it if the next Pope wasn't pure evil.
If one, fuck that. No, only pure evil. More evil.
You think so?
Yes.
Makes it easier to hate the Catholic Church.
Dude, the
we
goal
don't need
is,
them winning anything.
No, dude. I want them to
immediately talk me into it.
Yeah, I want them to step on the gas pump towards their own destruction. And the more chaos from the top, the more likely it's to shake apart. So
Steve Bannon. Be a great Pope. Pope Bannon?
Yeah, Pope flooding the zone. Yeah.
Biden! He's a Catholic.
I don't know.
He's available.
Biden can't.
He's old as hell.
I can't have having him kneel all the time.
Oh, he can't. He's the one person that doesn't have to kneel.
Think about how long that fucking mass is going to be with him shuffling.
Hey, let me be clear.
Yeah.
Hey, listen here, Jack. I know my buddy. I have a friend named Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right? He used to work at a Mexican restaurant. hey, come here, Jack. Here, listen here, friend. Listen here, Papa Pooh. I'm going to tell you something I know. All right? I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4. Angela Merkel said the biggest set of ding-dongs I've seen south side of my, oh, sweet, sweet wife.
Set of ding-dongs?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He's
Does
not fucking
two dicks?
He fuck him. Fuck Biden. Fuck his fucking ass.
Yeah, no, seriously. God,
fuck all of them.
Yes.
Well, I just, every single fucking one of them.
Even the ones I like, I hate.
I hate everyone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's a single leader I could remotely stand.
I like Bernie.
Fuck him, too.
I mean, yes. And he would second that.
I know.
He would tell you that. That's what makes him good.
Oh, he's going to go meet. Oh, yeah. Biden met with the Pope. Maybe that's what happened. Oh, he's so close.
Yeah, he's touching him. He's smelling him.
Oh, he sucked the last life out of him.
That's how Biden made it through.
Biden went up to him.
He sucked the Pope's energy.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear, Pope hypocrite. A thinner. I'm going to give you the thinner disease. Whoa, he's sucking on his little baby hairs.
Yeah, the Pope's looking into his eyes. They're touching foreheads in this picture.
This is literally.
And the Pope's looking into his eyes like, please don't kill me.
This is how I hang out with Carmi. Well, hopefully the Pope will die soon. Because then we can all go, oh man, I just wish that we could vote from home.
Yeah, well, we don't get a vote.
No, we don't. No. Watch Conclave. I'm fascinated with the, because I'm a former Catholic turned Satanist, I am fascinated with the machinations of the Vatican.
And I can't believe, as someone who hates Catholicism with every ounce of their body, I can't believe how much I liked Conclave.
You know what it is? I watch things that take place within the Catholic universe just because of I know how jealous this makes Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mormons wish they had this level of importance and pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, you can't be a pope with a backpack.
These Mormons are fucking slow. And so right now, if Catholics want to take the lead, I would say, I was thinking about this with Lori Vallow. So Lori Vallow thinks she's a goddess, which I find interesting because she's got absolutely no butt. And if you look at every single...
It's coming from a non-butt haver.
This is what I'm saying. I'm not a fertility god. But if you look at any version of any form of painting of a so-called goddess throughout pretty much all of humankind...
They got that tush.
Yes, which I find interesting. So if Catholicism wants to take the ring right now... Tush forward.
Yeah.
If we could have a tush forward papacy, I feel like maybe some... Because what brings everyone together? A big, awesome butt.
Heinies bring everyone together.
Everybody
all
likes
the time.
And I feel like it's good for everybody.
Breasts do a good job, too, but I feel like the heinies really bring it together. Like, even like...
I'm a breast man myself, but I still think that for the Pope, he needs to have a big ass.
Yeah, and then people who like... To look at men, they also love a male hiney.
That's what I'm saying.
So hiney's good for everybody.
Everybody.
People like going. Some people go to baseball games just for the hineys.
That's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
People in the stands.
Yeah, people in the stands.
Well, that's not the only mysterious almost death.
Yeah,
it's sad because God, I just we'll get him.
Yeah, get off your Pope box for one second.
I'm sorry. I just fucking. Oh God. I just love watching them die, and they don't happen enough.
It really is only going to be the fourth pope we've seen die.
Pope John first died.
He died, and then
before
we got,
Pope
and then
John
we got
Paul
Benedict.
II.
So this is going to be our third pope. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
In our lifetime, this is only going to be our third pope.
And like our ninth president.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pope. But the last one was, I think it was
Benedict was
John
last,
Paul
and then
the
Pope
second.
John Paul II. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, Pope John Paul II, he was 1978 before we were born.
Man, I'd love to see the corpses of each one of these old men.
It's not hard to see.
I'm just looking at a pantheon of old men faces. They're all the worst.
Yeah.
Kill each one.
They're all
Pope, again,
popes and Leos.
Let's get big butt. Let's get a big butt in the Vatican.
Yeah.
Now, sadly, someone's big butt is never going to go to the Vatican. That is the beloved movie star, now unfortunately passed. Gene Hackman.
Gene fucking Hackman,
now,
dude.
No one ever thought.
I love Gene Hackman.
We all do. And I don't think any human being ever thought, like, if you were going to put money in this, this is why we need to do a tie-in with one of our, they're not a, what is it, a gaming app, right? Wink, wink? What they're called now?
Yes.
They're online gaming that you could put money towards and make money back from, right, Rob?
Yes.
That's the legal way to say it, right?
Legally.
Now, no, if we could have set up a pool on one of these gaming apps, we would have made so much fucking money.
Did we say Gene Hackman was going to die?
No, but just not that Gene Hackman's not only going to die, but then you set all the parlays. Mysterious. Wife dies too.
Yeah.
Dog dies. One of three dogs die.
Yeah.
That's like $165,000 to one payout.
It is a really, I've never seen anything like this.
We should set more of these up. We should do this where we should do a real death pool and set a super, super specific death.
Yeah.
And see if it pops up, because this,
it's like,
is
craps when you vote for Snake, when you try to go Snake Eyes.
You did this year, but he wasn't on the list.
No, of course not. Well, because with Gene Hackman, we assumed
he wasn't going to die.
Well, I assumed he was going to pass, but I didn't think it would be with this much news attached to it.
Well, I think it makes sense. He's been in so many fucking mystery movies and thrillers, and like, it's only fitting that he has a very mysterious death.
For those of you that don't know, I'm certain that everybody does. So Gene Hackman, when we grew up with Gene Hackman, he was legitimately an absolutely massive movie star.
No one was bigger. He was in almost every movie, and he was always a fucking badass.
Well, and it's funny, because I think that when you're watching him when you were younger, you didn't really kind of understand just how fucking good he... Now as an adult, looking back, I find it interesting that people talked about Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, all these other actors, but like Gene Hackman, the way he fucking holds that shit down.
He's got more Oscars than Pacino.
I just rewatched The French Connection. Holy shit, he's frightening in The French Connection.
Dude.
And just look at this killer's row. Superman, he was Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He's the only good Lex Luthor, probably. I would say he was great. Oh, Ants.
Yeah,
everybody's favorite bug-based movie made by a pedophile.
You ever see Reds? So good. A Bridge Too Far. Unbelievable
film.
Oh,
yeah. Twilight's a good movie. They're all good. Extreme Measures is a good fucking movie.
Mississippi Burning.
His performance in The Birdcage is also absolutely fantastic.
Great. And Get Shorty. He's hilarious in Get Shorty.
And guess how he died? In the most mysterious way possible.
We don't even know how he died.
Now, this is truly... We kind of thought, like, normally the side story's curse hits and it sucks, but this was one of the first time we were like, you know, good. Like, this allows some information to play out.
But we've gotten a little bit.
But almost none.
Yeah.
We now know that Gene Hackman was found dead in his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He was he was connected to his whole community. He was found dead with him and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, 65 years old, 30 years younger, 95 years young, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
And there was two different sides of the stories. There was one side of the story that said that the local restaurant that he used to go to all the time said that Gene Hackman, that he was starting to, his health was failing,
yeah,
and his wife was taking even more and more total control of his like day-to-day life.
They were becoming recluses.
That's what they were saying. They were slowly pulling away.
As you do when you're 95.
But the wife's 65, and they've specifically been very public for a very long time. They've been active members of that community for a long time. And his kids, Gene Hackman's surviving kids, they also said, last time we talked to our father, he was in really good shape. We talked to him, but interestingly enough, the kids had not talked to him for several months, which they said also was majorly out of character.
Yeah.
We now know that he was found dead. He was found, I believe, in his bathroom. We don't know exactly what it is. His mud room. And his wife was found, right? So they were found. He was found, was believed in the home's mud room. He had fallen suddenly. He was found wearing sweatpants, long sleeve t-shirt, and slippers.
Room is a good name for the bathroom, though, because you're just making mud in there, baby.
Not me. Sometimes I'm making rabbit pellets if I'm on my diet. Now, Arakawa was found in the bathroom near the front door of the house. The door to the bathroom was open. Arakawa was on the ground wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. An opened orange prescription bottle and scattered pills were seen on a countertop near Arakawa. All right, a space heater was also seen near Arakawa's head. Now, this was the first thing. Now we also know that No. Now we also know that Gene Hackman was dead for at least 9 days.
At least.
Now,
that's when the pacemaker stopped.
Yes. Still no public information about the toxicology reports on the wife, except for both, it was ruled that carbon monoxide was not what killed them.
Which is what it looked like.
Very much so.
Yeah.
That is what it looked like. And then you wonder, was it made to look like that?
Well,
pathologists saying that they don't think the companion suicide was, they don't know if it was mutual suicide.
They would be next to each other.
We don't know.
Why would they be separated?
Maybe one was more willing than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've taken the pills and it's already too late.
It seems like to me, if I could armchair detective here.
You have to.
It looks like Hackman died and she killed herself.
That's what they're saying. But we don't quite
know.
Why
was the dog in the closet?
One of the weirdest factors of this whole thing. One of their three dogs was found dead in a closet of the bathroom where Arakawa's body was discovered.
It was in a kennel in the closet.
It was in a kennel in the closet. So we don't know what the hell it was. The other two dogs
and
were
I'm
found
assuming
alive.
Assuming it starved to death?
Again, we're not quite certain. Has not been publicly released yet. Deputies found the door.
Do you autopsy a dog?
Well, if you're fun. You know what I mean? If you got a free Wednesday. You know, like sometimes I'll just go do one. Yeah. They asked me to go in there, and I always go look for it. I'm always around. I'm always getting in there. But you see, they found the door to Hackman and Arakawa's home unsecured and open.
Yeah, if it's open in a gated community, you're telling me there isn't security driving by these houses every goddamn day
point? I don't know, or if you're that closely paying attention, but it's also Gene Hackman. He was a known quantity in the room. He really was. They have two cell phones were collected. They are getting access to it. And then I love the end of this. It says, what movies was Gene Hackman in? And she's like, well, fuck you, CBS.
Yeah.
We don't need to know? Do. You're CBS, okay? He's Gene Hackman.
Welcome to Mooseport, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's all you get.
Get over it. Have you heard of the conversation? This is a, God, his house was beautiful.
Of course
his house
it was really, beautiful. Really beautiful. It's in Santa Fe. It's Gene Hackman. It deserves a beautiful house. He put in the full, I know what, I always loved Gene Hackman because he didn't get famous until his 40s.
No, he was a real actor. Marine. He used to beat the fuck out of people.
Scary as hell.
Difficult man. Morgan Freeman said that he was the only actor he was ever physically afraid of.
But they're also great friends.
Yes, because he's one of those where if you busted his balls, he liked you a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he liked men who stood their ground.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of those guys.
If you were tough, he got. But if he loved you, he loved you. And if he hated you, he fucking hated you.
But also, old school, which I also like, old school hardcore Democrat.
Yeah.
Like, was it, like, they talked about, I was reading all about his.
These fucking pussies are stealing our money.
Yeah.
I love that
shit. He did, when he played Popeye Doyle, the police officer in The French Connection, he had to say a bunch of racial slurs, and apparently he had to be talked into it very hardcore by William Friedkin, and he said that he used to, William Friedkin's an asshole too, but he's also a great director,
yeah.
And he used to torture Gene Hackman to get him angry, and if you watch that movie is wild, dude, that movie is.
The French Connection's you know they use real bullets in the ending.
Yes.
In the shootout in the end.
It's brutal. And Gene Hackman is just so fucking good. It's just one of those where you forget what actors used to be like.
Yeah.
Like, and you watch them sometimes and you just like, because nowadays I feel like a lot of times I'll watch some actors and you can kind of, I don't know if anybody feels like this where you watch a movie and you feel like you see the script.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching someone, I'm just seeing lines of dialogue on a page. And when I'm watching Gene Hackman, I forget that he's an actor.
It's crazy because you think about Unforgiven. He's so terrifying and intimidating in that movie. And he's like in his mid to late 60s. That shit's crazy.
That's the movie Morgan Freeman said that he was desperately afraid of him on. And then also he was exceptional as Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah.
As a comedic role. He's just was one of those old school guys that could do it all. And I guess he left us just like he always did in the films, wanting more. So now we'll find out. We are going to find out. Obviously, this is going to be a story that rolls out over the next couple of weeks, longer and longer. I personally believe that why they are holding back some information on the wife is because they know something that we don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that we will find out.
It's an investigation.
Yes.
We shouldn't know anything yet.
We just don't. We don't know very little.
Yeah, no, as we should. Man, but fucking nuts.
Also, crazy, right?
The pacemaker thing, I think, armchair medical examiner here.
He has to be.
Why don't we put Wi-Fi in these things so we know when they stop? Everything else is Wi-Fi. You know, sprinklers have Wi-Fi.
I don't fucking know.
But, you know, but the thing is, like, an Apple Watch, if he was wearing an Apple Watch.
I need to have an app connected to my fucking heart?
Well, it sounds like you're going to need a pacemaker.
I already do. I do need one. I don't know.
They can hook up to your Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah?
This is what I'm saying. I don't need, my dishwasher has an app.
I know, but this seems more important than your dishwasher.
I don't want any more apps. I'm done. I'm out.
But I'm saying if you did get one more app for your pacemaker, you might want it.
No, actually, unfortunately, Marcus already talked me into one. He was working on one. And he said, have you tried this new app? It's been helping him emotionally regulate. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, have you heard of this thing called Grindr? And I have just been
so busy with these therapists I keep meeting.
Yeah, you got to talk to these guys.
Do these guys work with BetterHelp? Because some of these guys are rough around the edges.
Yeah, I like Grindr was great for me, but you know, I like a female therapist, and so there were so few on there.
You ever go on Snapper?
Oh no,
it's for
Snapper.
Lesbians.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Snapper's great. Snapper's one of my favorite. It's called.
It's real.
Yeah. No, I actually did not know that. That was real. No, I do not know. No, Snapper is what I was making up because I was going to say you can sign up for Cunt of the Day.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Really forward thinking on Snapper.
They're not a sponsor.
Not a
sponsor, but if you want to get snapped, go ahead and get that app.
Absolutely. Snapper.
Barely even know her.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's get to some. Oh, and shout out David Johansen. We love you.
Yeah, we miss you. Also, you know what I want to say about David Johansen's death?
What?
Nobody had the balls to call him Buster Poindexter. That's how I knew him.
That's how you knew him?
I didn't even know the New York Dolls existed until I met Marcus Parks. The only person I knew was Buster Poindexter, and that was my David Bowie.
But he wasn't listed as that in Scrooge.
No, he never was. He should have been.
Yes.
I thought he was Buster Poindexter. And I don't know why we've all decided to forget about Buster Poindexter.
Well, now that he's dead and he's in hell, you know what he's saying. Tot, tot, tot. Dole, ole,
I don't think he's in hell.
No, he's probably in
dirt.
Nothing. There's nothing.
Yeah, yeah, so there's fucking
nothing.
Dirt.
Yeah,
no.
There's nothing. He's nowhere.
Yeah, he's Scots of Silence.
Yeah, no. But, you know, great guy.
Live from your grave.
All right, Pope's dead. Jane Hackman's dead. Casey Anthony's a bitch.
Yeah, let's cover it real quick. Chicago has this fucking. We just wanted to quickly touch upon what I think might be one. I looked this up. One of the youngest serial killers ever.
Yeah.
They are now applying 6 homicides to this young man.
Antonio Reyes.
Yes, Antonio Reyes. Now, this was in Chicago.
He's been in jail for 5 years now, and he tried to kill his cellmate when he was in jail.
Yeah, this guy is, I'm going to say, irate.
Yeah.
And it is, he came out there, they think there's 5 new charges are just been brought against him. He was already in custody, and they are describing the murders as serial murderers, not that Angelo, not that Reyes. You just pulled that up. No, not the soccer player. Not the famous soccer player.
No.
He did try to kill us. It was like, try to kill his roommate. I'm going to call him roommate.
All right, fine. You're
just
right.
For fun.
Yeah.
Roommate.
Yeah. His roommate.
Yeah. With roommates like these, who need cellmates?
Yeah. Yeah. Shanks for the memories.
Yep.
All right. So, so he's killed 5 other people. He killed 6 people total. But the thing is that's driving me crazy about this is these all seem like not passion, but like in the heat of the moment kills.
I am going to say that now that I'm really diving into this, he's a spree killer more than anything else than a serial killer.
This takes place from March 2nd of 2020 to November 9th of 2020.
Yes, he shot people. He shot one group of people while trying to kill someone specifically. He was trying to kill a 16-year-old boy and then killed 3 other kids that were in the car with him.
No, he didn't kill the kids. He's getting caught for, he killed the 31-year-old father. And then the kids that were in the car were, he's getting attempted murder for those.
Okay, he just got them.
Yeah, he's tagged.
Them.
Yeah, they're not, they all live.
But he's still like, a lot of this seems to be, I am going to say now that I'm looking at this, a lot of this might be gang activity and some kind of other type of personal.
But
beefs.
He didn't rob these people.
I don't think it could be past that. You know what I mean? A lot of times it's not
cops
about direct
think
attacks.
It's random. That's why it took so long to find the motherfucker.
See, that'll be very, very interesting. And that's not good.
And then you call it first degree murder. I feel like that's like a problem because I don't know if they are necessarily first degree murders.
Yeah, I mean, unless it is, if they are, if he walks out and purposely goes to shoot people in general, that's enough to be considered first degree. If he is, that normally it's if you did not.
Basically, if you did not leave the house that day thinking you were going to kill somebody, it can be anything but first degree. Yeah. Like, if it happens on accident,
see,
if it happens during a fight.
I think he just had a gun on him and got an argument, road rage or some shit.
It sounds like, though, if they're saying it's first degree, they think that maybe, well, yeah, one victim was killed when he went to the gas station to buy a pop. Another victim was sitting in a parked car with a friend on Palm Sunday afternoon. Another victim's only crime was taking his family to buy a new puppy.
So that's the guy who was killed in front of his kids. They were on their way to buy a new puppy.
Did they get the puppy?
I hope they fucking better have.
Honestly, I'd say you should.
I'm sure there's a puppy.
You're going to have
I'm
to get
sure
three
the
puppies.
One thing they fucking have is
you're gonna
a
have
puppy.
To, I mean, you're
yeah, well,
have
now
to,
it's a dog, and yeah. it's probably neglected.
Yep. It's very sad. Very, very sad. But it's just like, it sounds like he did just kind of randomly decide to shoot people, which...
And it's the south side of Chicago, and unfortunately, there's a shit ton of murders there, especially in 2020.
Oh, yes.
And this is what? This is during COVID. That he's doing all this. And like the beginning of COVID. And so it's harder for people to get caught. And it takes this long to find. I wonder if we're going to find more people like this. Spree killers during COVID that we weren't able to catch because everyone's busy with fucking riots in the street and shit like that. And just like fucking people dying in the hospitals.
It has been 5 years though. So I actually don't know at this point how much. I just think that this is just crazy because it really is so deeply disconnected.
Yeah.
And so that is so hard. And you're right. It is extremely hard to prosecute these crimes.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard.
But they got the guy, the gun lined up with bullets from multiple victims, and it is his gun. So it seems like we can go ahead. I mean, he's going to stand trial, of course, and every allegedly. It is this fella here is in a heap of trouble for killing a bunch of people.
And he should be.
He's more of a serial, because I think a lot of times when the younger people in, you know, like south side of Chicago and places like that, it's usually gang activity. And
sure.
This doesn't seem like it is.
Or it's somebody that is taking advantage of the rampant gang activity in order to go and get some sick intention off of himself, just shooting at people, and then imagining it could all be swept under the rug as gang activity.
Yeah, which... seems like what happened here.
Yep.
But yeah, fucking nuts.
Yeah, it is great. This is great. It's a crazy story. It will be developing. And then we have another story that is also developing. Here in Los Angeles, there is a gnome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now, I'm not going to say in what area of town this is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, the gnome was caught, I believe.
It did appear upon my next door.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite apps in the world.
I'm a Citizen boy.
Citizen is getting less reliable.
Yes. Straight lies on Citizen.
And what's nice about Nextdoor is that you really, really get to find out who thinks that every black person is a criminal.
Citizen has that.
Nextdoor is a special place filled with the hermits of various neighborhoods of Los Angeles. And God, I love them. And this man went on a posting spree saying that he believed he had evidence of a gnome harassing him outside of his home.
Yeah. It is.
And as you can see right here, clear as day, this person posted what could only be a picture of a gnome in a Ring camera, because nobody would wear such a tall, pointy hat.
And have a weird little butt like this.
Unless it's me.
Mm-hmm.
But my hat was in the shop.
It is a onesie.
And I was in there when this picture was taken, because it actually has the timestamps on it.
It is definitely a little person.
It is a gnome, Eddie.
Yeah.
It is absolutely and utterly a gnome.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you understand how important this is, how it seems that the gnome has been caught.
Yeah, the gnome is caught.
So the same person...
What did the gnome do? Why are we catching it? Why aren't we just letting it be a gnome?
It was dinging and dashing.
Digging and dashing?
Dinging and dashing.
Oh, dinging and dashing?
Yes, one of the worst crimes you can do in any suburb of San Fernando Valley.
Hitting a doorbell and leaving?
Yes.
That should be allowed.
One of the scariest crimes a gnome can do. But now it seems that he has escalated, according to this article posted by the same poster, not 2 days later. As you can see, my God, finally it's been caught on the 27th. A naked man assaulted a 63-year-old woman outside her home.
Do we know it's the same? How do we know it's the same gnome?
It's posted by the same man, Eddie.
But there's no way to know that this is the gnome.
This man declares that it must be the gnome.
The man who attacked the woman, though, was not dressed like a gnome.
No. Naked.
He was naked.
Naked as the new dawn.
I think that he this was person naked, has a lot of crime next to their house.
No, no. I think that this guy, he does like to post videos of the helicopters. I have been following this man. I don't want to even name him because then you'll find out where he lives. I've been following him. I actually specifically follow his account because of his posting. This is also the man that posted the mysterious picture of the apple. That said that people were harassing him in our neighborhood.
Oh.
And this man is scared.
He's calling it on himself at this point. At this point, I want to harass him.
I think that I do too, Eddie. I do too. But yes, he is connecting these two crimes.
Okay.
And I don't know if it is indeed real. But he does firmly believe in the gnome.
How do we get Terry the gnome to give this guy a call?
I think that Terry the gnome... you'd know if it was Terry the Gnome because he'd be naked. Yeah. He would have been the naked one. Fucking a mailbox. Just like Terry the Gnome is supposed to be. Stealing lemons, even though you got a sign that says, leave my lemons alone.
It's a scurvy.
That's what Terry the Gnome. He's just like, I like edging my scurvy. Love Terry.
Oh, man. Does Terry ever have a, you know, get with old ladies or...
You know, the hardest part about, let's say, a mature, full-sized human is that a lot of times, you know me, I'm Terry. I give my all.
Yeah.
If I'm fucking from the tip of my gnome feet to the very top of my gnome hat, right? Mm-hmm. I throw it all in. I am like a bucking liquid metal cobra up against any woman's pubic muscle, right? I go right up against that bone.
Does
right?
it matter how big they are?
No, no. But find that if they're a little bit more mature, I slide all the way in.
Yeah. And then what?
I got to dig my way out like that guy in the whale.
Like a you guy, mean Pinocchio?
Yeah, no, yeah, the guy in that video you guys showed the other day. I got to find the light. You know what I mean? Like a plant. So ever, that's why normally that's why I stick to shih tzus.
Yeah. That's because of the anal sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Theo, do you know this guy? Do you know this guy? Is he part of the gnome community?
He's a part of the gnome illegal alien. I'm going to call gnome ice on him. That's what he needs.
No, this is not. This is according to the man that posted this.
Yeah.
This is not my picture, but was an image sent to me by one of my neighbors on this app who lives in the community. It was captured on their Ring camera. If you have any information on who this is, please contact me. I am building up a case to take to the LAPD. He is talking about being dinged and dashed by a gnome. Yeah. And that he's building this case against this gnome.
And it is just like a picture of maybe a child running through the street with a gnome hat and a bodysuit.
It could be. It could be Eddie. It really could be. Or this is the loneliest man in the world.
Oh, my God.
And he is desperate for our outreach.
Yeah, well, we should definitely reach out and at least, you know, come over and ring the doorbell.
I want to go. God, I want to just go. We got to get a hat. I'll find his address.
Yeah, we got to
find
this
out exactly where
you live. You can find this guy. That's the whole point of Next Door, is you can find the people that post these ridiculous things.
You should be putting your straight up. Just also, this is a good little lesson people for everybody.
People keep commenting on them, wondering what crime they're committing.
A case of what to LAPD? Yeah. They're all like, yeah, everybody, all the people are commenting as if it's real. Yeah.
A lot of comments. He takes the time to respond to all of them.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. I love it. Chris W. says, looks like he thinks he's a Teletubby from the back. Be very careful. This is the original poster. Chris, is this a joke? Look at my other posts. It's a man in a gnome costume. God, I love Next Door.
He's so upset.
I love it. God.
Do you feel safe in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I'm the most dangerous person. I saw the same thing in Fresno 4 years ago, according to Tony Starks. Hi, Tony. This is interesting. Please explain.
Is this
that
a
was
joke?
His response.
LOL. No, this is not a joke. Please see my other posts.
This is a real issue in our community. I just ran the video. God, I love this guy. Maybe he's out there. So just check on your local gnomes, see if they're okay. Pussy?
Oh, okay, good.
Let's move on.
Now we have, all right, do we have anything else we want to cover before I get to some letters?
Well, there is the guy who blew up the people's house that he went to the wedding of.
I mean, it's just kind of funny because it really is just that story. It's like, because I was looking into it, there's no connection between that, like, he went, a couple got married.
I think you can assume he was in love with the bride.
It seemed like that. A guy left in the middle of the ceremony.
Yeah.
With jugs and jugs of gasoline. Filled the house of the married with house, and then blew up the house with himself inside of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think he died on accident, though. I don't think it was a suicide.
Yeah, I feel like it was maybe his first time blowing something up.
Yeah, yeah. It was his first, but yeah. And so it didn't work out. But yeah, Ton Davis and Eleni Vredos were getting married when their residence exploded, killing Anthony Avelia Puebla inside as well. Yes. The wedding guests who disappeared halfway through the festivities and snuck out to the happy couple's Illinois home and blew it up right in the middle of the wedding.
Hey, man, I mean, that's how you know they're out of the house.
Yeah, no, this is not a murder. This is definitely just very upset with the people getting married, even though he was invited.
See, that's the thing, is that he was invited. So things were good enough to invite him, or they felt weird about, maybe they thought he was so out of pocket, we got to invite him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah, no, he blew up these people's house. I'm feel bad. Also in Chicago, busy week for Chicago. But yeah, a GoFundMe is set up for the couple who lost their house and six cats that were inside.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, the cats make me
the
sad.
The cats are sad. He blew up all the cats.
There's no reason for that. You know, there's just so many other ways to get revenge.
Oh, wow. The GoFundMe already raised $62,000.
You know what's a really good way to get revenge, fellas? If you got problems like that? You got to seduce one of the bridesmaids.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I say go for the groom's mom.
Oh, fuck. If you fuck the groom's mother.
Because she's definitely, especially if she's, you know, a widow or something.
Has anybody ever had that side story? LPOTL@gmail.com. Has anybody had their mom get fucked by somebody at a wedding?
At their own wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know. I feel like that's a good story to pass around.
Nothing would make me happier.
Yeah.
I've never heard anything like that. I mean, I've seen documentaries. I've seen videos.
Yeah, yeah. And not at the wedding, at the hotel room later on after the wedding.
Or at the wedding.
I don't think, you know, if it happens at the wedding, maybe you keep that a secret.
Honestly, how crazy fun would that be?
Yeah.
Think about this. Like, I know
just
that your beloved mom, like
the mashed potato bar.
Can I ask
splayed
you,
out.
Honestly, how would you feel? If your good friend, Mr. Pastrami, if he went, like, you love Mr. Pastrami.
Well, I think we need to pick someone else because we've been friends with my family since 6 years old.
But that's how he
it's
set
a
the,
little too,
that's
it's
how
a little
he
too
set
close.
The bond. Oh, okay, so.
It's a little too close. We need someone like Travis.
Travis Irvine.
Travis Irvine, I feel like is a good one.
And he's probably most likely, I think of anybody on the staff or anybody I've ever known, he's the one most likely to have sex elderly woman at a wedding.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's a member of a family.
He's not a prostitute,
it's
but
not
he
a
will
bad
have
way.
Sex for like, I don't know.
Donuts.
Donuts, yeah, dinner.
He's
yeah.
a professional producer and an editor, so he does very well.
He doesn't need your money.
No, but he wants your sex. But Travis Irvine, I think, like, how would you feel, like, if your mom was still alive, and you love your mother, and your mom got tipsy at the wedding, and Travis hooked up with her?
I mean, like, as long as he's nice to her.
You'd be fine with it.
I think so, actually, oddly enough. I mean, as long as, like, he's not leading her on, and she doesn't fall in love, and he breaks her heart, that would piss me off.
Why does that make me... I feel like it's weird of, like, the idea of that if they attempted to date, that's so much worse than just banging it out.
I say, as long as mom's on the board for banging it out, I think that's fine. But, you know, you can't, like, bang her out and then she get too attached.
Oh, yeah, because then you're seeing him at Thanksgiving,
I feel like
you're
that's
seeing
what
him at Christmas.
That's what happened to my mom. But I'm down to see him at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but then that's a whole nother thing. You have to be a good person and a good father to me.
That's the thing, is that was like I was saying it about Marcus's mom in a way, you know, like about how she's so friendly and she's so sweet. And it's like it just gets to a point where it's like, you know, like it would be kind of fun to be like Marcus's dad. You know, it'd be kind of fun to get in there and just show up. I mean, like, as your father, I feel like, and I just like to just see the reaction.
Yeah.
You know, just because it's fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think
who
if somebody
has a single mom.
My mom.
Rob?
Both my mom's almost
alive,
single.
Right? I was going to say Henry.
Well, almost single, but no, my dad's still alive.
Yeah.
Technically, she refuses to flirt. She has many options.
I mean, but this is a good idea, though. Travis is obviously,
I love Travis, and we do pay Travis, but someone, they need more money.
Yeah. Fucking so my mother. So someone a little more well off.
I need
Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh yeah, Kumail. We love Emily.
Emily, you're wonderful.
Sure,
Emily Gordon.
Whatever, Emily.
Beautiful.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
Kumail.
Yeah.
Please. I have your email address. I'm gonna do it this way. I'm gonna reveal to the world your phone number and email address, unless. I'm holding your personal information hostage.
Yeah.
You look great.
So attractive.
I mean this right
also,
now. Someone needs to send
man.
This to him. Send
yeah.
this to him. If you don't have sex with my mom.
Please, Kumail.
And join my family.
You have year. You have, I'd say, at least a couple years.
Yes.
Yeah, until we're ready for you.
I'm gonna dox you.
Yeah.
So I need yes. you to be with my mother.
I think that you if you don't sleep with Henry's mother, we are gonna release your personal information.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, and I don't want it to be like this. You're forcing me to do this, Kumail. Your lack of responsibility.
You should not have gotten so in shape.
You are forcing me. You are forcing my hand.
Yes. And Henry's mother? Eternal. That was a movie he was in.
Oh, sure.
The Eternals.
It was one. It was. I got through about a solid 15 minutes of it, and I was happy that he is doing well.
Yeah.
I'm extremely happy
it's
that.
Not bad. It's not bad.
It sucks, Rob.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. But
he's Henry's mom.
I love
will
it.
Finish watching the movie.
I promise
he
you.
He promises to finish.
I promise you. I will, Kumail.
And
you're
when
my
you
friend.
Finish, he finishes.
And guess what? I'll even do you one better. I'll throw a letterboxed review for Stuber on there as well. If you could do that, please. Because my mom won't know what hit her. Thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for helping me with this.
God,
if you
look
could.
At his arms.
No, he's doing great.
God.
He's fair you very well. I technically should just text him.
We should get him in here.
Yes, I'd love to, of course.
To.
He's doing the rounds.
Probably not anymore.
Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever. He can fucking, like, he should be so lucky to fuck my mother. All right? She's good at making food. Fucking cut some of this fucking, you're too good looking. Come on. All right,
we'll make a clip and tag him and see what he says.
Yeah, let's see what it does. Now, let's go back. Let's get some letters. Sadly, right before I saw this, I saw a headline that says, 10-year-old boy crushed to death by 340-pound foster mom after she sat at him for just misbehaving. But we're just going to move on.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to...
That happens every day.
It does. I mean, Wendy just knows to get out of the way.
She really does. What's wrong?
It's just laughing
about Kumail fucking
about
your
that.
Mom?
No, a lot of things. It's a lot of things. All right.
About Wendy not getting crushed by you on a regular basis.
How is I blame the boy. You know what I mean? That's what I just did.
Yeah, no.
Now, I got a couple of great listener emails about Mormonism. I was saying before I was going to save it. I wasn't going to save it, but I might actually save it. Just because I did find out within the confines of marriage, blowjobs are okay. They're just not that technically prevalent.
Okay.
But they say... You can do whatever you want within a Mormon marriage.
Okay.
You also can't, like, you can legally get divorced, but your spirit's forever bound. So you just get to see your ex-husband.
So it doesn't even matter?
No, when you die.
That's worse.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's all much worse. If you die, your soul is already bonded to your husband, and then you end up on the planet that he inherits and becomes god of.
Oh,
so that's why every single time I've received so many emails as we're covering Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow about, like, you're painting Mormonism in broad strokes and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to have you know, even you normal Mormons are weird.
See, that's the thing. These Mormons, man, if they were Catholic, they could be like the Pope and have their lungs filled with cum.
Guys. All right? And Catholicism's got all the fucking shit too, dude. They got all the fucking same garbage that you guys have, and it's 1,000 years older, and people don't think you're a weird pervert when you tell them you got fucking, then you're in it. All right? Unless you're in charge of it.
It seems like there's different, everybody's like a different type of Mormon,
there's
too.
There's many stripes of Mormon, and they're different. Each ward, wards are different. Households are different. Everybody plays fast and loose kind of with the rules. But technically, if you call yourself a capital M Mormon, no matter what you personally believe, you're on the same bus as the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Just remember that. So it's, you can't, as much as you want to be like, we're better than the others. No, you ain't.
No, no. I mean, all religion is silly.
They're all wrong. They're all fake.
Even atheists, I can't stand.
Hate everything.
Like, as an atheist, I don't like atheists.
Yes, hate all
They're
of it.
They're so annoying.
Everybody can go fuck themselves.
Yep.
I'm just in a mood today.
Yeah, you are.
All right, let's get these. Let's get some. This actually, I like when I'm accidentally right. Of course.
Yeah. What did you say? Well, how were you accidentally right?
About twisting the radio dials. I've been an ICU nurse in Florida for almost a decade, so I've seen some shit. But Henry discussing how to revive a woman by twisting the nips is actually not totally out there.
Whoa!
Some patients like to fake seizures to receive medication for funsies. This can terrify new nurses witnessing these seizures, as the patients usually go full-fledged movie dramatic with them.
How long can you fake a seizure for? It's got to be tiring.
How long are you willing to go to get your Ativan? You know what I mean? Like, they just
phenobarbital, baby.
They just flop around, man. They want it, right? Now, after some years of experience with this, you start to learn tricks to be sure they're having a genuine seizure. Most commonly, we lift their arm over their face and let go. Mm-hmm. If you're with it, you won't let your arm smack yourself in the face. We can tickle your eyelashes and see if you grimace or pull back.
Okay.
Really anything that takes effort that you can't control during a real seizure.
So they poke him in the eye to see if they fucking react?
Come on! Yeah, can you imagine doing that to a guy where they're like, oh, I guess he is really having a seizure. Ow!
I guess they won't remember.
No. I've witnessed on more than one occasion some old school nurses who are clearly tired of the bullshit do the good old radio dial twist, though. There's nothing quite like watching someone faking a seizure absolutely lose their mind after an old woman just straight up yanks the hell out of their nipple. While it's not exactly moral or ethically the right option, I will say it works. And I'll say, when it comes to fucking emergency medicine, a W is a W.
All right.
That's what it says. According to, again, this is Google AI.
So we don't know if this is real or
not. It says a nurse is not allowed to twist your nipples under any circumstances. Hey, my health insurance is going to do whatever the fuck it is I want it to
do. Yeah, no. All right.
And so, yeah, if I'm coming out of here with a $150,000 fucking bill, you better play with my goddamn nipples.
Yeah,
and you better make me come too.
You don't have to make them come. It takes too long.
At least then I'll feel like I'm in church.
Amen.
Come.
I got a letter this week. Isn't that
nice?
Old dogs.
A, B, C, D.
I said a letter. E. I know Ed's struggle. It's all too real. We're biased as a family and have a wonderful dog come into our lives that just won't pass away.
Just will not die. It's like the Pope.
We were friends with a family who had four border collies and sadly had to move across the country and decided to drive. It was fine for three of the youngest dogs, but at the stage of Sky, who was 16 at the time, coming to the end of their life, the family was unsure what to do. We offered to take in Sky as part of our family because hell, she can't have that much left of a mortal coil, could she? Well, she was brought over to the family, gave us a bag of dog food, and said, donate the rest when Sky passed. 5 years later,
fuck!
She's still with us. Don't
Whoa,
get me
that
wrong.
Dog could buy a beer.
Yeah. Sky is the best dog a guy would want. She's loyal, beautiful, and kind. There is a point where we had to poke her every other day to make sure she's still with us. She was a soul in a waking undead corpse. Miss her every day, but don't miss the zombie breath.
Aww, yeah, that's my favorite.
I love that. Hail Sky. That's Aww. Beautiful. I love old dogs. I don't think I ever want to have a puppy. I think I don't want to ever have a puppy.
Natalie and I have talked about this, and what we want to do, honestly, switch back and forth.
Okay.
The next dog we get is going to be a puppy.
Yeah.
And the one after that will be an older rescue.
I'd like to rent a puppy.
Why? Just so you could
play with it for a little bit and then give it back.
It's foster.
Yeah, you could foster it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, you just don't pay.
And then I can if call anybody, it, and then it sounds like I'm doing something good.
If yeah. anybody lets you rent a dog, yeah, don't do that.
I would rather pay them for the dog and rent it than me have to like really care about it.
So you wanted to treat it like a prostitute. Like it's a sex worker.
A puppy.
So that's the idea. So it's a transactional relationship between you and the puppy. Because you remember everyday love, you don't pay the puppy to show up. You pay the puppy to leave. Right? And you're going to live your life knowing, yeah, I could get puppies if I wanted to, but if I pay them, honestly, it's just a little bit easier for me. And me and my pupstitute, we laugh ourselves to sleep each night because I know in the morning, she'll be gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And you'll be sitting there getting watched by the ghost of Norbert.
Man, Norbert's a fucking ghost, dude. Yeah. And they just keep bringing up his fucking corpse.
Well, of course, he's a star.
He's dead.
We talked about Gene Hackman today. He's dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. You watched his movie.
I did. Norbert doesn't have a movie.
If you put all of the fucking Instagram reels together, I bet it's an hour and a half.
But I would enjoy if Norbert did play a racist police officer. I do think that would be incredible. So check us out at patreon.com. Patreon.com/lastpodcast on the left. You can pay to watch us yell. It's easy to do.
Yes.
All it takes is money.
Also, Side Stories is available on video on YouTube about 2 or 3 days after we release. So go make sure you watch that if you want to see us yell at each other and swallow each other's spit.
That's our job.
Huntsville, I'm coming for you, NASA.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. Von Braun Center, the new...
the American hero.
No, we've been talking about. I feel like such a fucking idiot.
Nope, we are. Yes. We are ready
he
to
is the
celebrate.
Hero of Alabama.
Yes,
is the Nazi scientist Werner von Braun.
We made him American.
We're going to his center, and we are performing there for the ghost of Werner. And we're going to be there on March 16th. That's a Sunday. We're going
to
be there.
And I mean, you're going to want to come out for this because I have no idea what we're going to do. We are going to have so much fun, and we're probably going to have enough people that we could hang out and shit afterwards.
Yeah.
So come out to see Huntsville. We're going to have a fucking blast. And you can get those tickets on lastpodcastontheleft.com.
Also, more Side Story shows are coming down the pipe. We're going to announce a couple more eventually, but we have 2 in Florida in May. Make sure you come out to those. We got Dania Beach on May 7th and Orlando, Florida on May 8th. I can't wait. That Dania Beach show is going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun.
All my school friends are coming there.
Yeah, like literally
went to high school.
It's going
to
be such a funny time. Yeah.
It's going to be hilarious. People are going to be making fun of me from the fucking audience because they all know me personally. Make sure you come and check that out. It's going to be amazing. And then, of course, we're going to be a contact at the desert this year from May 29th to June 2nd. Not sure what day we're performing, but go for the whole time. You'll have a fucking amazing time.
We are definitely at least doing it. We're doing 2 days of stuff.
Yeah.
So we will be there throughout the entire weekend. So please just come check it out, and we will have more specific information over the next month.
And, of course, the wonderful Crime Wave.
Oh, crimewave@c.com. We're all going to be stuck on a boat together. Thank you.
Yeah.
Come and watch us all be stuck on a boat together. We're going to have a lot of laughter.
Oh, my gosh.
And I imagine some dead white women.
Oh, at least.
Which is what we all traffic on.
They told me that there's a morgue on the boat.
And we are going to go. They're going to let me.
We're going to do a show there.
They said I could do an autopsy.
Yeah.
So I hope one of you die.
If one of you die on the boat, Henry and I get to cut you.
If you're a Patreon subscriber.
Yes.
So if you go to patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft, you too can have your organs played with by Henry Zabrowski.
I don't play with them. I take it very seriously.
He works with them.
Yeah. I take the blood.
Well, hail Satan, everyone.
Hail Gene Hackman again.
All right. See you in hell, Pope.